Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth of Pray Every Day. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I am grateful and humbled that you are spending 5 minutes, 6 minutes of your day with me, and sometimes with people from all over the world. Like yesterday, if you haven't listened to yesterday's podcast, do that, because we have Shalini praying, and she's from India, and it's just so beautiful. So check that out, and thank you again for being a Pray Every Day listener. And today we're going to read from Matthew 5, verses 43 through 45 in the New American Standard Bible. It says this: "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love these verses. They are so good and they are so instructive. And when I obey them, I am much happier. Lord, I know that in the Old Testament, there was this kind of retaliatory justice of you're supposed to love folks and hate enemies. You're supposed to do eye for an eye, as we read yesterday. But you have changed everything around. In the New Testament, you're talking about this beautiful aspect of love. And that love doesn't just extend to the people we really like a lot, or our family members or our friends. It extends to those who don't like us a lot. It extends to enemies, and it extends to people who are frustrating. And actually, that's what love really is all about. It's about loving the unlovely and pursuing the one who doesn't want to be pursued, and those who push back. You tell us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. So today, I pray for those folks who act like enemies in my life, and I pray for the listener today that they would be able to picture that person in their mind. Maybe it's one person, maybe it's 12, maybe it's four, maybe it's nobody, but I have a few folks in mind, and so I'm going to pray for them right now. So Lord, we lift up those people who have acted like enemies in our life. We pray for blessing upon them. We also pray that they would be able to understand your love in a new way, that you would place people in their lives who teach them who you are. And Lord, we pray that they would not hold a grudge against us, so that their heart could not be embittered, and that they would have forgiveness and kindness, and that they would let go of any anger they had toward us, not for our sake, but for their sake and the sake of their hearts, Lord. I pray blessing over those who are difficult to love. I pray for intervention, divine intervention. Lord, you love them more than their loved ones love them. And Lord, you love them more than we love them. And so Lord, we commission them into your hands. We pray for prosperity. We pray that you would help us to forgive. We pray that you would give us that holy gumption to forgive and to let go of the bitterness and to let go of the arguments that we have rehearsed over and over in our heads, or maybe the angry emails that have stayed with us over the years. Lord, help us to delete. Help us to let go. Help us to shred or burn some of those things that have been spoken of over us, so that we can have a clean slate and be able to reconcile if that reconciliation ever comes. So Lord, we pray for those who persecute us, and thank you that you do send your rain and your sunshine on every single person in this world, the good and the bad. That is even when we look outside today, if we see the sunshine, we're reminded that you send the sunshine to everybody. If it's outside raining and we're seeing the earth being watered, it's simply a reminder that you send rain to those who love you and those who don't love you. And that's such a beautiful picture of your love. You provide for the whole entire race of humanity, whether they be good or bad. And I think about, as I've been reading through Romans, the fact that you choose us is just so beautiful. I'm so humbled and so grateful that I'm a mess. I didn't do anything to deserve it. And you said, while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Wow. So thank you for that. And help us to remember that you died for us as sinners when we didn't deserve it. And we weren't doing anything to earn it, for sure. And so therefore, we have been forgiven so much. Therefore, we can forgive so many more people who have hurt us. So give us that heart of pardon. Remember when you were on that cross and you said, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing. Give us that heart for folks today. Help us to let go of some of the bitterness that we've held on to for far too long, and forgive us for clinging to it tenaciously. Instead, we just choose right now to let it go. And I pray this all in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overwhelms you, and it can and it does, or if you've got an enemy out there and it is messing with your mind and you cannot let go, please just let Jesus know. He wants to bear that burden for you today, and oh, how he loves you. Just because you have an enemy doesn't mean he doesn't love you, because he had enemies too, and God the Father loved him beautifully and wonderfully. So just take heart today, my dear friend.